Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Stanford University energy expert Mark Jacobson and others have explained how New York State could be powered entirely by wind, water, and sunlight, reports Stephen Leahy at Interpress Service. Powering New York on green energy is sustainable and inexpensive and would save lives and health costs, Jacobson said. Air pollution kills 4,000 people in New York State annually and costs the public $33 billion in health costs, says the study by Jacobson and experts from all over the U.S. Converting to wind, water, and sunlight is feasible, will stabilize costs of energy, and will produce jobs while reducing health and climate damage, said Jacobson. 40% of New York State's energy would come from local wind power, 38% from local solar, and the rest from a combination of hydroelectric, geothermal, tidal, and wave energy. All vehicles would run on battery electric power and or hydrogen fuel cells. Air and ground source heat pumps, geothermal heat pumps, heat exchangers, and backup electric resistance heaters would heat and cool buildings and power water heaters. I think the public will be 100% behind this, says Jacobson. All that's needed is leadership. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.